Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
With McCaffrey coming back, I wrote an article over the weekend. You can check it out on 49ersWebZone.com about what's been missing from the 49ers offense. I broke down in a few areas, and it essentially comes down to, without saying it, they are missing Christian McCaffrey. And I'll break down to what I wrote in the article. So in 2023,
Christian McCaffrey,
the 49ers actually had the fewest third down conversion attempts in the league. They had 179. That's it. The next closest team was, I think it was Miami. And yeah, Miami. And they had 23 more than the 49ers. 23 more. And the Niners were fourth best in the NFL at converting third downs. So not only were they not having third downs, they weren't even getting to third down. And then when they were converting them at the top four rate in the league. That's how efficient and good this offense was in 2023. Now this year, they haven't been as fortunate. They already have 97 third downs. They're on pace for 206. That's not awful, but that's not anywhere near as efficient where they were the year before. And they're converting those at a 43.3% clip, which is obviously lower than what I just said. Now, even though it doesn't show up in the running statistics, McCaffrey is missing in the passing game on those short passes to get yourself in second and manageable, in third and manageable, to convert those third downs. So Purdy's avoided checkdowns this season. Last year, running backs, not including Juszczyk, running backs, they caught 76 of Purdy's 308 completions, and McCaffrey had 67 of those 76 catches. That's 24.6% of Purdy's completions that went to running backs. This season, Mason Grando and Patrick Taylor have combined for just 15 receptions of Purdy's completion. So, and that's 9.6%. So that's a huge difference in the passing game. And we know about the red zone too. Last season, the Niners had the highest red zone percentage. They had 45 touchdowns and 67 attempts, and McCaffrey had 18 of those scores. And they haven't been as good in the red zone this year. They're getting to the red zone, but they've only converted 48.6% of those, which going into this past weekend was 27th in the NFL. So you could see those two third downs in red
zone. Blue balls offense. It's back.
And maybe McCaffrey can help release some of that when he gets back on the field, because
yes,
when you look at those numbers, it backs it up that what's the missing ingredient there? It's him. Now, I know Ayuk's not going to be there now, so we'll see if that balances out. But the missing ingredient between last year and this year with those numbers, to me, is McCaffrey.
Yeah, you know, I've said this before. It still makes no sense to me why the 49ers just felt like they just simply refused to see if Mason, Grando, Patrick Taylor Jr., right, that triumvirate, could replicate even 50% of what Christian McCaffrey was giving them in the passing game. It's like they said to themselves, if Christian McCaffrey isn't back there, then we're not throwing to our running backs. And again, I don't know why that is. I would love for somebody to ask Kyle Shanahan that question. I don't know that we'd get an actual answer, but it certainly seems like it was a not even a reluctance, but an outright avoidance of involving the running backs in the passing game. And it's obvious, you know, and it's not just that, but it's just the gravity that Christian McCaffrey has on the football field when he's on it, right? He is the guy that you have to account for in the 49ers offense. And when that guy is gone, it's easier to focus your attention on stopping Brandon Ayuk or stopping Debo Samuel or whatever. But when you have to focus so much on stopping Christian McCaffrey, that's when I think, you know, and when we get McCaffrey back on the field, I think we're going to see more of those, you know, those plays that go just right behind linebackers, right? The patented Purdy just drops it right over the top of a linebacker to a, you know, it used to be Ayuk, now it'll be Debo or Jennings or Pearsall or whatever. So yeah, I mean, it's obvious that this offense is not as good as it was last year, and largely it came back exactly the same except for Christian McCaffrey. So, you know, there's really no way to deny that his absence has made this offense a lot less efficient and a lot less impressive than it was last year. So it will be interesting to see if they just kind of hit the ground running against the Bucs team on Sunday that gave Kansas City all that they could handle.
Oh yeah,
without Mike Evans and without Chris Godwin. And you know, but we are talking about the 49ers offense versus that Bucs defense. So it will be interesting. My biggest fear, obviously, is that it's just a matter of time before one of those Achilles ruptures, and then you're without him for the rest of this season and probably all of next season, and he's probably never the same. And I mean, I don't know how to avoid that. Like, I don't.
Yeah, without Ayuk and CMC,
exactly.
Imagine.
Yeah. So I mean, but at the same time, it's like I don't know what you do outside of like preemptively having Achilles tendon surgery. I don't know. Like, and medical professionals wouldn't do that. Like, no, we're not going to give you surgery on something that doesn't need it right now. Right. So,
right.
But from all accounts, no setbacks. You know, I've seen some of the videos of him at practice. He looks good. He, you know, you saw him running, you saw him cutting, you saw him jumping, all the things that would put, you know, a lot of pressure on that Achilles tendon. And as it stands right now, it seems like things are looking okay. So I'm excited to have him back. I'm excited to have Jennings back. I think that's also going to obviously lift Brock Purdy's play as well. To have that security blanket of Christian McCaffrey back, I think is going to increase his confidence. And in turn, it's just going to elevate the offense as a whole. So obviously excited to have him back. And then, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, Greenlaw will be back probably within the next 2 to 3 weeks. His practice window hasn't been opened yet. Whether or not Hufanga comes back, I don't know that that makes a difference. I'll be perfectly honest. I don't know that I'm missing Talanoa Hufanga all that much outside of just a little bit more veteran leadership on that back end, right? Because Jair Brown and Malik Mustafa are 24 and 22 respectively. So, you know, the youth kind of rears its head every once in a while. But an old friend is back with the team. Tayshawn Gibson was released by the Jaguars, and he is now on the 49ers practice squad along with Adrian Amos, another veteran safety. So I think they've got kind of their contingency plan there.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.